From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, we'll check in on the story that's been pushed to the sidelines in West Africa. The more than 200 Nigerian girls kidnapped by Boko Haram 6 months ago today.
But we begin this hour with an Ebola update. The CDC is stepping up training of healthcare workers with a nationwide conference call today and a training in New York City for 5,000 nurses, emergency technicians, and other healthcare workers next Wednesday. It's still not known how 26-year-old nurse Nina Pham contracted Ebola while treating Thomas Eric Duncan, who died in Dallas, or why Pham and about 70 other healthcare workers at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital were not being monitored directly by the CDC. Let's catch up with Eric Austin, reporter with KERA in Dallas. And Eric, first of all, health officials, we know you've told us, were monitoring 10 people who had close contact with Thomas Eric Duncan. These were family members, 38 others who had minimal contact. But they announced yesterday they were not tracking Nina Pham and these other healthcare workers. And Pham, the nurse, was monitoring herself. She was taking her own temperature. So how are people in Dallas reacting to the fact that there were, you know, perhaps 70 or more people who were not being tracked by the CDC?
Hi, Robin. Well, the head of the CDC, Tom Frieden, has said that he feels awful that this nurse became infected. And he says that a single infection is unacceptable. And he says hospitals across the country have to be on alert. But he and others are saying that they were expecting other people to become infected with Ebola, whether they were contacts, those 48 contacts who saw Mr. Duncan leading up to his hospitalization, or the staff within Presbyterian Hospital. So they said that this does not necessarily surprise them, but obviously even one additional case is unacceptable.
And they are now tracking those 70 people. But do we know how Nina Pham is doing? Have there been any new statements?
We do. She just released a statement through the hospital this morning, and she says, "I'm doing well and want to thank everyone for their kind wishes and prayers." She says she feels blessed by the support she's getting from family and friends and appreciates the treatment that she's getting at Texas Health Presbyterian, where she remains in isolation, in stable condition at this time.
Well, that's encouraging. And she reportedly came into contact with only one person during the time that she developed symptoms. We remember that Ebola is not contagious until people have these symptoms, and it's just a few days. But what do we know about that person, and is that person being monitored?
The hospital hasn't said anything about this individual, but we know it's a man, and his company, his employer, is a medical company called Alcon in Fort Worth. And Alcon announced in a press release yesterday that this man was sent to Presbyterian over the weekend. It was being monitored for signs and symptoms of Ebola, that this person did have contact with Pham, but that this person has not shown any symptoms of Ebola as of this time. And that echoes what health officials and government officials were saying over the weekend, that this individual likely does not have it and isn't showing any symptoms right now.
And what about Nina Pham's dog? Now, we know the pet of the Spanish nurse who was infected, that dog was killed. And there was an outcry at that time by researchers who said we could have learned something about dogs and Ebola. So what is happening to Nina Pham's dog?
Yeah, that's an interesting side story here in Dallas. Yesterday, the dog was rescued from the apartment where the nurse had been living. The Dallas mayor, Mike Rawlings, has insisted that this dog will not be euthanized, unlike what happened in Spain. The dog had been by himself for several days. It is now in being monitored by Dallas Animal Services. He was fed last night around 7 o'clock and was wagging his tail, clearly happy to get some love and attention during this difficult time.
But, I mean, you may not know this, but, you know, the questions are, can dogs transmit Ebola? Can they transmit the virus? And so are the people at the animal shelter suited up? I mean, how are they approaching this?
Officials don't seem to be concerned that this dog has any chance of spreading it. But again, we don't know much about animals and spreading Ebola. Some limited research was done about a decade ago. But city officials here in Dallas aren't expressing any concerns, and they aren't really talking yet about whether workers are wearing any protective gear while treating this dog.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, what about the battle over waste material? In Louisiana, a judge granted that state's attorney general Capitol the request for a temporary restraining order to block the disposal of Thomas Eric Duncan's personal belongings. He, of course, again, the patient who died. There were six truckloads of his belongings from his apartment brought to Port Arthur, Texas. They were incinerated there in a treatment center, and then they were supposed to go to a Louisiana landfill, and as we just said, the state attorney general in Louisiana and a judge just blocked that. So what happens next?
Well, the materials remain in Texas for now. Again, this Texas company had agreed with the Louisiana facility to transfer these items and to dispose of them. But, of course, that's on hold for now. But, you know, David Lakey, he's the commissioner of the Texas Department of Health Services. He said yesterday that the destroyed remains and the belongings are safe. You know, once these items have been incinerated, that the virus is destroyed. Destroyed by chemical means is what's happened here, according to Tom Frieden as well. He's the CDC head. So both state and federal officials say there is no concern about these items, these incinerated items, possibly still containing Ebola.
Well, and we had heard that in addition, the Ebola virus couldn't live very long, you know, outside of the body fluids that it needs. Eric Austin, reporter with KERA in Dallas. Eric, we will pick up with you again, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.